From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The 17-nation International Syria Support Group meeting Tuesday in Vienna was unable to set a date for resumption of talks on Syria's political future. But U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the commitment to seeing a two-month cessation of hostilities remains intact is firm.
None of us, no one, can be remotely satisfied with the situation in Syria. It's deeply disturbing. And we are all concerned about the levels of violence that broke out in recent days challenging the cessation. Russia has worked closely with the United States to upgrade our ability, which now has a 24-hour basis in Geneva with high-level people working consistently.
Kerry insisted the international community has leverage in that the five-year conflict has no military solution. He said the support group agreed that if a party to the ceasefire persistently violates the truce, it could be excluded from a diplomatic agreement. Kerry also said beginning June 1st, if relief workers are denied humanitarian access, the World Food Program would make arrangements to accelerate airdrops and regular flights into designated besieged areas. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura declined to set a day for the next round of Geneva talks, citing several factors, including the start of Ramadan in June. Nigerian labor union and civil society groups appear prepared to stage a strike Wednesday over hike in gasoline prices. Despite a court-issued injunction, they cannot take such action. Talks between the government and Nigeria Labor Congress and Trade Union Congress broke down after the ruling handed down by the country's industrial court. The strike is over a nearly 70% increase in gasoline prices, prompted by the removal of a government subsidy in a bid to curb an ongoing fuel shortage exacerbated by a foreign exchange crisis. This is VOA News.